This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow!
Hello everyone and welcome to the Abroad Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're doing this Oh no, I've lost
it. Oh no, you've lost the thread once again. Every time we do a set of recordings that's more than one show, Chris loses his damn mind on the last record.
Something, top English podcaster who likes Japan. Pete
does,
Donaldson,
mate.
Everyone.
How are you doing? Hey. Carried away with a moonlight shadow, we've just been singing Moonlight Shadow by Mike Oldfield. And Chris said his dream is to have his entire friendship group be consisting of people who've met Mike Oldfield.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I let him down. I've never met Mike Oldfield. I don't really know what he's about.
Pete's met a lot of celebrities. From Liam Gallagher to Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
And all the Brian ones. Cranston.
All
but he hasn't met Mike Oldfield.
I haven't, no.
Rubbish.
I think they're more accessible, some might
yes.
say.
Is Mike Oldfield alive?
I don't know.
Nobody listening to this knows who he is, but he did Moonlight Shadow and the soundtrack to The Exorcist.
Imagine if Mike Oldfield, I think, oh no, he's still with us,
Very good, very good.
That must be so depressing though. If you're like really famous and people sort of go, is he still with us? You have to ask the question.
I'm is
like,
that going to be me?
I am.
That'll be me in 6 years' time.
I'm kicking me. I'm Mike Oldfield. I'm Mike Gordon Oldfield, born 5th of May 1953.
In 6 years, they'll be like, what happened to that Chris guy? He did videos about Japan. And oh, he's Connor's cleaner now. He mops Connor's Welsh estate.
He's not got a big house though, has he?
So no, Connor.
Yeah, like he's got a good like,
he's
in
got
Japan.
A nice, he's got a nice apartment.
Got a nice apartment.
One day, I'm sure we'll have a castle in Wales, and I'll be the cleaner.
Why don't you? I don't get it. Why don't you? Where do you get off, Sunshine?
What?
Where do you get off?
What are you on about?
Why don't you just go around his house? You're always taking Connor on these wild weekends. Just stay around his house.
Wild weekend.
If it's so nice.
Wild weekend. It's wacky, I'll have you know. Wacky. Wild weekend. That'll be the next series with Gone. Although, actually, that'll be taken for granted. We've got questions this week, guys. This is a hasty podcast. Usually, these podcasts are meticulously curated and delivered with excellence. But we didn't do that now. We just turned up in the studio. I'm still here in the UK. It's good to be here. And we went on Twitter and asked you guys for some questions. We're going to be answering those as we get into it. If you don't follow either me or Pete on Twitter, you probably should, because that's like the main port of call.
It's
that
the
I have
main
to the
port
podcast.
Of call where I express my innermost desires, thoughts, needs, lusts.
How many followers do you have on Twitter, Pete?
Let me have a look.
For years, he bullied me, ladies and gentlemen. He was like, I'm Twitter verified.
Never said
you're
that
not.
Once.
Bollocks.
Never said that once.
Somebody
Chris got a big stick in his bum.
Nonsense.
About a big stick in his bum about not being Twitter verified.
I have the upper hand now.
And then, has he? I mean, yeah, you do.
Power.
But what is it? What's
Twitter
his name?
Verification.
Tesla twat will take over, and then everyone will leave. He'll fuck it up somehow, and you'll be the king of a very unfriendly, unlikable castle, my friend.
Is Elon Musk still buying Twitter? What's going on there? I read that it's not going to happen now.
Oh,
it's
right,
all a
okay.
bit of a mess.
Oh, I don't know.
But, I don't know. All I know is I'm Twitter verified, and no one can take that away from me.
Yeah, Twitter could take it away from you very easily.
Oh, shit.
Probably make people pay for it, to be
well,
honest.
I've got it. And that's all that matters for now. So let's answer some questions. The first one is from Peru. Hello, Crete. Hello, Crete. Hello, Crete. And piss.
Cream
My name
po.
Is Marcello, and I've been A fan of the videos and podcasts for years. If you could eat only one Japanese dish from now on, what would you eat? Fried chicken and koolish do not count.
Oh, not a meal.
Not.
Oh, I don't know then.
Koolish is not a meal. What would you eat?
Natto, baby. Just loads of natto. I'd be a big farting, stinking mess.
Have you eaten natto?
Oh, no, it's delicious. Well, it's not delicious. I've acquired a taste for it. It's quite healthy, isn't it? It's quite good for you.
It is good for you, yeah. You will live forever. You won't die.
Who wants to live forever if you're eating natto every year?
I would eat tonkatsu every day. Because you get with tonkatsu, it's a set, right? It's like deep fried pork, golden breadcrumbs, juicy pork. They leave the fat in, but it's like nice fat that you want to eat.
Right.
And they have it on a bed of lettuce, and they have like some rice, and it's a nice, well-rounded meal.
My mate spent the weekend just stewing chicken. No, can't be chicken. It was pork bones, making a pork broth.
Ah, tonkotsu.
And he was...
pork broth.
It looked bloody lovely, to be fair. Well done, that man.
Just a lot of effort to make that every day, though, isn't it? Pork broth.
It is, yeah. And your house would just stink of it, wouldn't it?
It's like tonkotsu pork ramen smells horrific. And then you eat it, and it's a dream come true. One here from Seth. If you fully left Japan, would you continue to make content like you do, but abroad in home style?
Abroad in home.
Abroad in a home.
Well, you're kind of doing that now, aren't you? You're doing bits and bobs with... Joy and CWA.
Yeah,
in
so
prisons and stuff.
I talked about it in the last episode, but I did just film with Connor and Joey here in the UK, so that should be fun. Or would you lend your talents to others and take a background position? Hope you're enjoying the UK, Chris.
Chris's background position. You put me in the background position, darling. If anyone remembers who that is.
I thought you just made that
you
up.
Get it. No, it was at the magic position.
You've gone very karaoke
it's
today.
It's sung by the magic... I can't remember. I can't remember what his name was, but I did know in the deep distant past who
this
it was.
This is like the peak karaoke special. He sung Moonlight Shadow.
Songs half remembered by me.
I don't know. If I came back to the UK, though, I think I'd struggle to find the enthusiasm to make videos about the UK because it just feels so familiar to me, right?
Mm.
In Japan, it's like, wow, it's different.
You've been away for so long, though, Chris. You probably don't even know what an Oyster card is.
A what?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know what a bloody Oyster card is.
I've seen them at the train station just trying to get an Oyster, trying to push an Oyster through the card slot. It's hilarious. But he looks like he's just had an episode of some sort.
Dear, oh dear.
Yeah. I've got a question for you.
Oh, no. But you picked the dodgy ones.
I haven't. What sort of, this is from charcoal underscore Oz. What kind of technology innovation are you most excited or waiting for?
Technology.
A cashless economy. What kind of tech?
Flying car. Which are very close now, from what I understand.
Yeah. I mean, it's only going to take one fuck up, though, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
It's because, like, helicopters aren't. I would not like to go in a helicopter.
No, I'm a bit...
And they're pretty... Yeah. They've been around for a long time.
We actually looked at getting a helicopter and doing, like, a video over London from a helicopter.
Mm.
A wacky weekend, but then I decided
I don't want to do that.
You just
don't want to do that.
You know, we did it. I talked about this before on the podcast, like half a year ago, and we got some staunch defenders of helicopters in the inbox who were like, "How dare you talk about helicopters in a disparaging way?" Yeah. Doesn't the Queen like ban her family from going in helicopters?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I read that the royal family like banned from helicopters.
Yeah,
because they're dangerous.
Well, we had
people like, "Oh, Chris, don't worry if the propeller stops on a helicopter as the helicopter falls through the air." The propeller will spin.
The propeller will spin. I'm going, yeah, but does
bollocks.
It though? Does
absolute
it though?
Bollocks.
Because it doesn't, does it?
It I mean, doesn't. It doesn't. You die.
When it goes down with a bump. Baby.
A plane can glide down.
Yeah.
A helicopter cannot.
Completely agree.
But anyway, back to the flying car.
Yes.
Make it happen.
That.
They've got four, it's got four propellers, I think, and they're built for one person, and you can fly around in that into Tower Bridge, and then they'll all get banned. And that'll be the end of that. I think it'll be fun.
Have you seen the plan to introduce, Jesus Christ, taser drones?
Mm?
There's a company called Axon, I believe, the maker of tasers, police body cameras and VR training simulators.
Right.
They've added a new product to their line, or they're going to, taser drones for, I'm going to say, mass shootings, which, you know, look, The appetite for getting rid of guns doesn't seem to be gathering apace. So it looks like that's where they're headed, really.
Taser drones
coming around I'm not against it, not a bad idea, but maybe cut them off at the source.
Can I get one?
I've got a drone. Are you allowed a taser?
Can I stick a taser to it and just
Are you allowed
it?
A taser in Japan?
No.
No,
you're not.
Okay, right.
Well, what if I stuck a taser to my Mavic drone? Would that be a taser drone?
Yeah, it would. I mean, I think that's the tenor of its argument. I think that's what it's planning to do. I think I don't think it's any more complex than that, really.
I think drones do scare me quite a bit. As someone who pilots a drone and has seen what they can do, they are formidable. They're so good at manoeuvring and like if bonk evil AI robots take over, drones will be the one to watch out for. They're so good at manoeuvring.
It's not like you wouldn't hear them coming from a fucking mile off, though. Jesus Christ, they're so loud, drones.
They're getting better. Oh, yeah. I had a really awkward moment when I was filming with Connor the other day. We used a drone to film a BMW that I was driving down the field. Yes. A nice shot, if not underwhelming.
What Eric Clapton song have you licensed for the video?
It'll make the final cut.
Right.
But as I landed the drone by this orchard and I stuck it in the car, I'm about to drive off and this old man came out from the farm, and we were like, oh, shit. And Connor's like, oh, gosh, here comes the farm man. And like he walked over, and I was like, oh, he's going to bollock me for using the drone, right?
Yeah.
He was like, was that your drone? I was like, no. What drone? No. He was like, oh, I just saw a drone. It looked like it crashed in the orchard. I just wanted to check it was okay. And I was like, and I went, yeah, it was my drone.
I thought you were going to tell us off,
and
mate.
Then I went, that's a bit awkward. I feel bad for lying now. And he went, oh, gosh. And he was really sad that I'd lied to him.
Oh,
it was really awkward. And
will
like,
you stop? Well, why can't you back our agricultural farmers as opposed to any other farmers?
It was just really awkward. He was just this man, you know, he's probably 70. He's probably in his twilight years.
Yeah.
He's lost all faith in younger generations.
I think he blasted out the sky with his shotgun.
Well, I should have gone, oh, that drone. Yeah, that was mine. But I literally said, yeah, it was my drone. Oh, I feel bad for lying now. And he went, Oh, dear.
Oh, you should have went, oh, drone. I thought you said something else.
Oh, go telephone.
Yeah, I thought you said bone. I didn't have a bone.
I saw your bone fall into the orchard.
But
it was so
fucking
awkward.
Get your bone out of my orchard, please?
Connor loved it, though. He was just sitting in the passenger seat laughing his head off. Cheeky bastard. If you wanted a varied experience of Japan, to see as much as possible on a first trip, how long would you recommend staying and where would you go, says Geek Streak. I would recommend a month. You could do like all the big ones into the first 2 weeks, then you can do all the fun stuff in the last 2 weeks. And by fun stuff, I mean everywhere that's not Tokyo and Kyoto. A month. Mm. Do a month. Go
you
to Fukuoka.
You deserved it, mate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go to Hokkaido, go to Fukuoka, go to a nice bar, bump into Pete Donaldson. It'll be great.
Having a drink.
Got one here from the Cornish Hack. What's the most underrated off the tourist beaten track place to visit? If you're planning to travel outside Tokyo for a couple of days, Yamagata or Aomori, short and sweet there. Easy. Yamagata, my friend. Yamadera Temple. When it comes to living abroad, especially for long periods of time, what are some good ways to meet people? When language barriers are consideration, I imagine it's quite difficult. I think not necessarily. Mm. You know, you just do the Pete Donaldson. You go in a bar, you go, I'm from England, look at me. And then you'll make some friends. That's what
Let's have a chat.
That's what you do, right?
Yeah. Say, talk to me, please. Talk to me, baby.
It's not as bad as you think. Go to a bar, though. Honestly, it's really not that difficult. Unfortunately, a lot of people fall into the trap where you just meet other foreigners and then just spend time with other foreigners. So find a way around that. Find a way around that.
Got a message from Camilla Misha on Twitter. Can you play the Journey Across Japan soundtrack on the automaton?
Have you got the automaton?
I haven't got it with me.
No, bring it
next
week.
Yeah, I'll bring it next week and we'll have a go on the automaton.
I still don't even know what this looks like or what it is.
Yeah.
I've just heard Pete play it on previous episodes.
I keep on sort of like thinking, well, maybe my automaton, because you know, like people have collections of stuff, video games, old school retro stuff.
Indeed.
And they always make a lot of money 30 years after the event. I don't think my automaton's going to be worth shit.
I don't think anything you've got is going to be worth shit.
I picked the wrong things, though. I never think about, and I always want to take them out of the box and play with them.
If you were smart, your cupboard would be filled with bars of gold and silver and trinkets. But
you can't play with them, though.
Cupboard's just filled with like broken Nokia
wrestling
phones.
Wrestling figures and old Galaxy phones and stuff, tiny phones.
It's not good, Pete. Not good. Sort it out.
Yeah. Tom Dobby. Hello, Tom Dobby. Fatal 4-Way, Chris, Pete, Natsuki, and Risotto in the Tokyo Dome. Who's winning? Big wrestling match. Who's going to win? You got Natsuki in there, you got me, you got you, Chris, you got Risotto. Are any of these fighters? I can imagine Natsuki's got a good leap on him.
Natsuki's
when he's angry.
The least violent man you'll ever meet. Ryotaro is pretty violent. He would do it.
Yeah.
He would have no qualms about stabbing anyone.
What? That's not part of wrestling.
That's why he would win. You'd bring a fist to the fight, and you'd bring a knife.
You'd bring a knife to the fist fight. Yeah, I think Natsuki. What have you stole his fags?
Well,
he'd be so angry.
Fuck it all. I was at Stonehenge the other day and I was reminded of the time I nearly killed Natsuki. Yeah. And I took him to Stonehenge on Natsuki the movie, right? I was at Stonehenge filming with Joey and remember Natsuki the movie when he like did the backward somersault and smashed his head?
Bounced off.
Cracked his neck.
It still makes me feel a bit sick.
Oh, man, it's horrible. We went to Stonehenge straight after and it's a 30-minute walk from the car park to Stonehenge. And I was like ahead of Natsuki trying to get the camera set up and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Then his wife was sort of behind me and my cameraman, Pete, by like 50 metres or something. And then Natsuki was like 50 metres behind her. And you could just hear, fucking fuck.
Oh, no.
It was really bad. And that was my the greatest memory of Stonehenge I've ever got.
Just Natsuki hurting himself.
It was. But no, I think Ryota would win. Just because he wouldn't play by the rules.
He wouldn't play by the rules. He'd be using steel chairs.
He's a monster.
It's steel chairs. Chris, shall we take a short advertorial sojourn and then come back and answer a couple more questions?
No.
We won't. Okay,
all right, fine. Do it.
Not my fault, is it?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine's pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania, too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritize your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Japan.
Oh, Chris, we're back. I don't know why I'm introducing this section. Oh. You're the horse, for crying out loud.
You're the host now.
I'm the host.
She's on the other foot.
I know, right?
The game has changed.
People have got in touch on the Abroad in Japan at Twitter. Moo, it sounds like a plant, but it's not. What's the key to being so consistent? You guys have so many obstacles with time zones, schedules, etc., but you still manage to put out two great episodes every week. Oh, stop it, Mobacori 99. Stop it.
I think just quality control.
Just quality control. Good. Yeah.
I remember
don't
like
one, really.
One time when Pete Donaldson was on another one of his never-ending holidays, I had to like film quickly.
Never happens, or does it?
Film
never
quickly.
Happens. You're never available, and I'm always available.
Bollocks.
And I'm a good boy.
I had to get Sea Dog VA on, and
which everybody wanted.
And I went to the apartment, and there was like some constructions going on outside the apartment, so I couldn't film there. Mm. So we recorded in a karaoke booth. And Connor was like, "Oh gosh, this is utter train wreck."
Why? It's a good idea.
We do the Trash Days podcast on gilded chairs, fucking throne. And like, I was like, "Well, you know." So the key to success is being dynamic,
right? Okay,
put that on the wall.
Fair.
But then my Wikipedia, Chris Dynamic.
Dynamic. Rolling Japan. With Punches. I think if the 2 years we've had of the pandemic has taught us nothing else, it's that we need to be flexible.
And affable.
And affable. Very affable. Good God, we're affable.
But yeah, it is amazing. We've only missed none. No, we nearly missed one. And then Pete did like a special best of
little best of
episode.
Yeah.
So if that ever happens again, you'll know that we failed. But until then, we've done very well at doing God knows how many podcasts over the last 4 years without missing a single week. I'm proud of that. I'm very proud.
Very proud.
Got a question from Akemi. Fish in Japan versus fish in the UK. Just how different are they? Oh, Japanese fish are just so much better.
Very polite fish.
They're so much nicer, aren't they?
Very. They bow.
And they flop out the
very
sea.
Very weird, yeah.
I don't
thank
know.
Thank you for catching me, San.
It's different, isn't it? It's just different. Because sushi's
different.
Sushi in Japan, tuna, salmon, and whatnot. Whereas here, we batter it, we roast it, we fuck it. I don't know.
Fuck it. we grill them, bake them, fry them, eat them. But potato waffles or waffle style.
We grill
don't
it.
Fuck them.
We grill it. And I think I eat more fish in Japan. To be fair. Here we're more meaty.
Mm. I had a mountain of salmon today. Uncooked salmon. I was just like,
sushi?
It was like it was a pokeball ball. Is it like Hawaiian or something? Where's the pokeball?
Pokemon ball?
No, like poke.
Oh, poke.
It's Hawaiian, isn't it?
Pokemon ball.
It's like kind of fusion-y sort of stuff.
Yeah,
like a bowl of rice and just a load of shit on it. But I had like mango and salmon, and I had extra salmon. I was just like, God, I've eaten my own body weight in salmon. It's quite, like I could have reconstructed an entire salmon.
Sounds pretty awful.
Too much salmon. Too much salmon. Speaking of animals, Stephen Taylor's got in touch, ScubaT12 on Twitter. Are Shiba Inu and Akita Inu very common in Japan? Here's my own Shiba, and there is a lovely looking Shiba. A person we were doing working with over at Amazon. We were talking about dogs and stuff, and I've got two little scruff bags. She's got this lovely Shiba dog. Oh, mate, I love
they
Shiba
are very
dog.
Cool.
They're very cool, expressive dogs.
I like, yeah, Akita dogs are cool as well. I like, I was going to say, I interviewed one. But
I interviewed
an Akita dog, and he went woof, woof, woof. And they're so nice. They're very well behaved. They're very loyal, and they're very sort of very popular in Japan as a result. They're dogs that don't mess around. They get the job done. Really nice dogs, beautiful dogs.
Lovely guys.
But one thing I've noticed about the UK, more than, you know, one of the things that stood out is people here have a lot more dogs.
Yes.
Japan is
more room,
is way more in the sort of cat direction.
Yeah, cat nation, man.
Oh, don't bring that up again. Fucking cat nation. But like the UK, everyone has a dog. Mm. In Japan, everyone has a cat.
Right.
And there's definitely a big difference there. I do think we're more of a dog lover nation.
There should be like a halfway house for people. People want dogs, but like it's a really catty dog.
A really catty
dog. A really doggy cat.
A pug is the size of a cat.
Yeah, I guess
so. But with the excitement of a dog.
I think pugs are legal. I forget which ones are illegal these days. Oh, they basically said it's not a recommended breed.
It might
don't do
be
it, kids.
Pug
is it pug?
Breathing issues.
We are very much in the end zone of this show, and I am very much going to give you two more little questions, if that's all right with you, Christopher.
Do it.
Lidl or Silver's got in touch. Gravy or curry sauce from the chippy?
Gravy.
Now, gravy. Why is that then?
Because it's flavourful, it's rich, it's beautiful. The first thing I did when I came back, I went to KFC. Mm. In Japan, they don't do popcorn chicken, they don't do gravy at KFC.
Right, okay. Nice.
I was like, gravy, give me all the gravy. And
hot
I ate
wings
it.
In gravy at KFC is magnificent.
It is good.
Magnificent.
It's a no-brainer.
Gravy. It's a no-brainer. Gravy. Well, you hope there's no brains in there.
Ugh.
But, you know, sometimes.
KFC. Anyway.
Chris Len. KFC is very good. Chris Len has got a Dutch. You've previously expressed a displeasure for Japanese sausage. Now you're in the UK. How have you been finding the sausage? Any standout winners or losers? Battered sausage, Savoy, black pudding, Cumberland, Lincolnshire. You need a good butcher's sausage. Chris Len. Inexplicably not a butcher.
Oh.
You're just very much into recommending sausages.
Cumberland sausages.
Yeah?
Oh, so good. I was in Wells the other day. You know where they filmed the movie Hot Fuzz?
Yes.
That's just Hot Fuzz, the town.
Yes.
Amazing place. We filmed the ending to Wacky Weekend there. Mm. And the last act I did in Wells was eat the biggest sausage bap I've ever had. For some reason, Joey was obsessed with the word bap. Why is the word bap funny to Joey?
It's a boob, isn't it? Boob. Baps.
He's like, why are you calling a bat, mate? What is a fucking bat? So good, though.
Oh,
sausage bats. Make it happen. Oh, I'm going to miss them.
Beautiful.
We just don't get like good quality pork sausages in Japan. It's just like those party cocktail sausages. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You see them at breakfast bars, don't you? Like, what? They look so
plastic.
Anemic.
Yeah. Ugh, plasticky sausages. Awful, yeah. Awful. I will take back my suitcase is quite empty at the moment, but it will be filled with Cumberland sausages and Pete's severed hand. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Keep the stories, questions, comments coming in to abroadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com. Guys, we'll be back later in the week, still over again, right back here on the Abroad in Japan podcast. But for now, no matter where you might be, have yourself a great week and we'll see you then.
Stay out of trouble. We should do this again.
Cumberland sausages.
Easy peasy. Get everyone else to do our content.
Send us the questions.
In Japan is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.